Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Our guest has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. Going to be at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in AC this weekend. There's a couple shows Friday and Saturday night on sale now. Ticketmaster.com. Jim Brewer is here.
Morning.
It feels so good to show up at a station that has bagels and coffee.
Do we have them out there? Are they out there? We ordered them.
Yeah.
All right.
No, you don't understand.
We haven't had any yet.
When I go on tour at a comedic and they go, what stations are going? You can tell right away by what's outside and inside. When you show outside and they're like, oh, you want something to drink? And water. Let me cook. And they go to the sink.
Listen, you got to have a little presentation, right?
As soon as I showed up here, I saw the bagels and I went, now. Now we're on a station.
It's real.
Where we're at. It's real.
We're holding
I
up
walk
to
in, you 90 people here. What is this? Homeless day? What's going on?
Just fans of the
random
show.
People?
Yeah.
All fans of the show.
And some Brewer fans. Absolutely.
All
right.
Yeah. Your Philly hats on, they're all hopped up. Man, Harper put some fire under this.
Yeah, he
city,
did, didn't
boy.
He? Yeah.
I've been watching every game.
Yeah. I was watching you watching the game, and it's you know, listen, there's no secret. Obviously, you're a massive Mets fan, and your purity, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, and, you know, but when you see stuff like that, and what it's just pretty wild, isn't it?
I feel like I'm watching Ali Frazier. Baseball this year is going to be Ollie Frazier every single. Here come the Braves and the Phillies. Bing, bing, pop, pop, pop.
Go ahead. I like it that the Mets are good. And I like it that the Mets are good while the Phillies are good. I don't care about the. I hate the Braves. And listen, I hate the Mets too.
It's okay. It's
yeah. I hate the Braves.
The rivalry's good.
I hate the Nats.
Yeah.
I like
hate
it
the Nats. Better. And I like Harper. As I'd never thought this happened. I hated Harper. I like him as a Philly.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
He looks like a Philly.
Yeah.
I even last night I was watching. I'm like, come on. As first time I had to look around, I went, come on, get a hit. And I was looking around.
But to that, appreciating another team, and, you know, listen, you can't argue with the ability. What was amazing, though, is when we found out the amount of money.
Oh.
The amount of money is just.
Well, he's going to get a wake-up call if come September he's batting .210, uh-huh. Hasn't hit a homer in like 8 weeks, you're going to see some really. Like, Philly's not a town. Like, you know, it's okay. We still support you.
Yeah, no.
It's well, gonna get ugly.
Well, compare and contrast with because I grew up. I was when I was in New York. I was a Mets fan, and compare and contrast with the mindset of a hardcore Mets fan, a hardcore Phillies fan. Is there a clear delineation? Or is it the same fuel behind both?
I think it's the same fuel because we don't live outside that world.
Yeah.
A Mets fan will never say, I'm a New York fan. I root for the Yankees. It's already
right.
He's already out.
Did you watch – listen, I know you're a baseball guy, so did you watch any of the Sixers-Nets basketball game last night?
For about 5 minutes. I saw the third quarter.
Okay. Because the crowd was crazy in the first half. It was a closer game, and the crowd was going crazy. And I thought, wow, like, this is weird because they used to be in New Jersey, and now they're in Brooklyn. Like, who are all these fans that are, like, so rabid for these guys?
Especially the Nets.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it may be a Brooklyn thing, too. You just get a different demographic going there. I don't know.
Well, you can only take so much disappointment if you're a Knicks fan. For you know, you just beat up for so many years, and then maybe you're looking for some kind of a winner if you're
maybe. I don't follow it enough to know.
Or care.
I was watching the Phillies-Colorado.
Yeah.
I was watching Dodgers and who the heck were the Dodgers playing? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
And also out of the corner, I would hear guys going, yes! Yes!
Where were you? At home?
What happened? No, I was in Philly last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I went downstairs to the bar. And
that's so great. You had all those different games.
I had three different games.
And if you're a baseball fan, like, how wonderful is that you can key in?
Some guy last night for the Dodgers had these glasses on. I don't know. So who is this animal going 7 innings and almost hitting him?
The Brewers, Dodgers Brewers last night.
Brewers. That's what I was watching. I was hoping Yelich would knock one out, but whatever.
So, are you when a game's on at home or whatever? Are you just immersed? You persona non grata. You just hot.
Yeah, but I backed off of getting that emotionally attached in the early.
Yeah.
I learned. Listen, April is evaluation month.
Okay.
So now you know as Phillies, you go, okay, where's our weak spot? I think it's middle relief.
Right.
Or maybe we need a starter. The Mets are, I don't know. It could be the starters. It could be middle relief. It could be a lot of things. I don't know yet. So I don't lose my mind. Where last year, Mets start off 12-2, I had World Series shirts.
I hear that, though. Yeah.
Yeah, Philly's kind of the same way. We were in first place all the way into August. I'm like, oh, man, I had no idea.
Right.
And then September happened. You're like, oh, that's right. This isn't a playoff team. It's a long season.
That's when you, yeah.
All right, so yeah. I love baseball.
Yeah.
And so my son plays, my nephew plays, and I can watch baseball pretty much at any level and really, really get into it. I can't do that with other sports.
Neither.
Okay, can you that with baseball?
I am there in baseball every single level. My nephews play. I go and I show them how to pitch and we get with coaches. I watch whenever I got my bike in town, I see a Little League game, I go and pull up and I watch the game.
Okay. Wow. Do you play in any like weekend leagues?
No, I don't have time for weekend, but I do play fantasy baseball league, which if you're a Phillies fan, you should really look into that because there's some great Phillies in Clearwater that you go on. You're with the team. You're in the locker room with the Phillies that you grew up watching and all that, and you play for a week competitive against each other.
That's right. We did Clearwater for the second time this year just passed, and it was honestly – I was reticent to go down and do it because I'm like, well, what are you going to get from this? You go down there, it's a blast.
I'm going on 5 years, and I can honestly say you would flip out. It's the only thing I look forward to every single year.
Really?
I went on tour with Metallica. All I could think about is, I got 9 months to get ready for January. And I got to start working on my mid-abs so I can hit lower balls.
Uh-huh. Is it with the Mets that you do it?
I do with the Mets.
Port St. Lucie? Is that what it is?
Yeah. But I'd like to.
You could do it with other teams.
I want to do it with the Phillies because I like the Phillies. And I wouldn't mind trying maybe like the Dodgers. They have some cool old players that I know.
How's the Mets facility there? Because the Phils have a top-notch one, but the Blue Jays have a terrible one, and they're just up the road in Dunedin.
I know exactly where they're at because I used to live down there.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I was down there Darren Dalton days.
Oh,
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, and he would tear up the town with one of the Hooters. He was huge.
One of the original Hooters is right there.
That's right.
It wasn't just one of the Hooters girls.
Yeah. It was quite a scene when I moved down there.
And you got Hulk Hogan, you know, he's apparently living, going to the airport. They got some interesting characters down there.
Yes, and Crook Johnny was always down there with his huge belly. I loved John Crook only because he defined, this is how I look.
Take it or leave it.
This is how I look when I play baseball.
They must be are you friends with any of those dudes? I'm sure they're fans of your stuff, some of those guys.
I don't really.
Some of those older players.
The Met guys, some of the there's some older ball.
Who from
players.
The Mets are you like old? Because I was there for the 69 run and
Swoboda's there.
Oh really?
Yeah, Ron Swoboda's there.
Ron Swoboda is legendary for that diving catch.
Yes,
it's funny how one moment in time
changes your life. And
your everything.
That's what he always says. And
I nearly broke both elbows when that happened, attempting to replicate that, over and over again.
Well, here's what's funny. When I go to the camp, you have all these older ball players. And how it works, like say you're a diehard Philly fan, you go down. I don't know how the Phillies camp works, but the old players, the ex-ball players, are going to manage you. And then they watch you for a day, and then they draft you.
Oh, wow.
And you wait for the
draft,
and then you start playing double headers. And I don't know if they have money on it, but there's nothing funnier than watching Ron Swoboda going, up for crying out loud. Where's your zone today? You're killing my pitcher. I mean, I've seen these guys throw their hats down. There was a fight last year.
Really?
It was awesome.
That's funny.
It was wow. awesome.
But they never lose it. They never lose. I mean, we have, you know, veteran Phil's players who come out, you know, and interviewed for the show. The passion is still there 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, baseball people are weird.
They are. They just like challenges. Like I just got to do this thing with John Franco, ex Met.
Yeah.
As he's leaving, I went, John, I got to be honest with you, man. I'm pretty confident I would crush you in wiffle ball. You would have thought I said something about his mother. Terry's like, I'll take you out. And he did. His eyes changed. His whole demeanor changed.
I'll do any day of the week, man. You want to do a charity event, whatever you want to do. I swear to God. You want to play stickball with God?
I said, I can hit you stickball. Oh, my God, man. It makes them nuts.
That's Jim, funny. We had Cal Ripken Jr. in studio one time, and he was in his last All-Star game that he ever played in. He got grooved a pitch. It was right down the middle, and he hit a home run. And I asked him about it, and I sort of framed it in a way. He's like, yeah, it was kind of a meatball, you know. He took such offense to me asking this question, and I was asking it as a baseball fan, and I love Cal Ripken Jr.
And it was not as if that notion had not been
it was not an original
put out there before.
But he got, and he's like, you ever try and hit a home run? Can you hit it out of the park? I was like, no, Cal Ripken Jr. Sorry I asked the question. But to the Franco thing, his eyes turned. He took exception to my question.
Yes. Well, that could have been from his head or whatever he's been taking for the last 3-4 years. He trembling. What was going on? I don't know what's going on with that.
Who's the biggest character you've met, you know, sports wise, you know, who's just.
Well, he was in the past.
Okay.
In the past, it was Todd Hundley.
Really?
He played for the Mets. He was the one of the most wildest human beings I ever. Oh, that's. Listen, I'll tell you why.
Give us a story if you know.
I'll give you the very PG. He comes to see me at Caroline's on Broadway in New York City. This has got to be mid-90s.
Okay.
And he's like, come on, we're hanging out. And he's his wife was there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so much I can't say.
Okay.
All I can tell you that a couple days later, Bobby Valentine, the manager of the Mets, goes, well, if one of our stars would get more sleep in the paper, all I can tell you is by the time it got light out, we were still raging. I mean, raging. Round two. It's all right to have beer shots with eggs, right? And he had to be at the ballpark, I think, by 10 a.m. For one of the afternoon game. Yeah. I was dry heaving watching that game.
Wow.
And I think he hit two homers.
Yeah. Wow. There were some, you know, the sport in particular is replete with stories of people who operated that way. I mean, you look at go back to freaking Babe Ruth was always
Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, Mickey Mantle. I mean, that's, you know, and that for some reason, that's why baseball movies about players like that are so good.
Yes, because, you know, you never see that in. Oh, my God. Thank you. I love you.
Marissa just brought some.
I haven't had any caffeine this morning. This is fantastic. She came in the nick of time. As soon as I sat in his chair and it's low, I kind of feel like a child. I told my first story and now my belly's full and I'm starting to get tired.
You're getting fussy. Yeah.
I don't want to say like baseball is not a it's not a tough sport to play, but I think it lends itself to, you know, party a little bit more after the game because it's not like you're not running and gunning the whole time like a basketball player, football player, you know?
You can stand in the outfield.
Yeah.
And just go, please don't hit it.
Yes.
And
you're exactly right.
And they probably have it down to a science by who's pitching. You know, like, okay, Sister Mars Arrieta. He doesn't give a fly ball. A couple more shots. This is tough to cut more chicks. Here we go. And then, wait. Okay, and then this guy's pitching, so I'm only going to bat like twice because he's just plowing. This is good. I can survive today.
We had a story. Who smashed the TVs, Nick?
Oh.
It was in the clubhouse. They were playing video games.
Was it?
Who was it again?
Carlos Santana.
That point, where even while the game's on, they're playing video games.
We had heard about that. Yeah. Was it the Red Sox who, if you know, the pitchers weren't pitching or whatever, they would duck into the clubhouse and drink during the games.
Yeah.
During the games. You're like,
so what, to your point, yeah, if you know how to play it right. And you know who the opposing team is and where your breaks are.
Yeah. it's always amazing. Have you ever noticed, too, a lot of times your team will play the worst team ever, and they suck.
Right.
Like, why aren't you scoring? Because, like, okay, I can relax tomorrow playing the Marlins. As soon as we get out of there, pitcher's only going to last 5 innings, so I can sleep to the fourth inning. Yeah. And then the manager will start yelling at us, and then Franco starts going up and down, and they go, come on, man. And then we'll wake up. Okay, let's do this.
It's true.
Hey, I wanted to ask Jim, you had mentioned the Metallica tour, and you had gotten in touch with us when you made the announcement that whole thing was going to be happening. You were part of the opening act, quote-unquote, doing some game shows and stuff like that. Did that all play out the way you hoped it would? Would it end up being a really good success?
Greatest gig ever had.
No kid.
You have a special on Patreon, don't you? It's a documentary of of what you were doing. I got to check it out. It looks like you were just having a blast.
I can honestly say, out of everything I've ever done in life, that was hands down the greatest gig I ever did in my life.
And the how it all happened, right? Like
it was James Hetfield reached out. March of last year, he was in Europe. They were touring Europe, I think. And they said, hey, would you be interested in doing a tour with us? And that's as vague as it was. No one. And they saw me at Rockin' the Range. And I do great at the rock festivals. And when I was finishing my set, I remember Hetfield and a couple guys were on the side of the stage. Like, man, you should tour. Oh, man, our crowd would eat you up, blah, blah, blah. I didn't really think much of it. And then he said, don't get it. I got excited. I went, oh, dude, I'll kill in front of you. I know that audience, and I'll kill. But in my head, I was thinking, it's the end of the arena.
Yeah.
And it's a perfect setup for stand-up, and we'll have the two screens. That'll be great. And then he goes, well, don't get excited. Haven't asked the band. Haven't talked to the band yet. And we don't know what it is yet. I don't know what it is. A couple weeks later, hey, what about characters and T-shirt cannons? Now, okay, I need to readjust.
It's becoming a different thing.
What do you mean characters? Well, I don't know, maybe you walk around the arena and a character, and oh, that's going to get violent.
Yeah.
It's going to get violent. If I want to throw something at a guy walking around as a character, I'm going to hit him.
You're just being honest.
Yeah. You know, I'm 38, and I'm drunk, and I haven't left my wife for 3 days in 7 years, and I'm out on a bender, and I'm waiting for them to play No Remorse. I'm going to hit this guy. Just walking around in an outfit as a character. Right. It's worth the night in jail. $2,000, I'm out.
So how did it morph into what it, because it became?
Lars, I flew out to see Lars. He doesn't know. I totally knew when he was in town.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, if I have meetings on these dates, are you around? Bling, yes. I flow out there. I get my day with him. I go to his house. We're overlooking the bay. And I got to wait in this big top floor and wait on top of this castle. And, you know, would you like tea?
Well, tea, water.
Lars will be up here. Okay. And he comes up and he goes, this is exactly what he said. I'll never forget. He goes, here's the deal. No matter how many times we get bands, nobody goes to see the band. It's a bummer for the bands, a bummer for us. So what we're looking for is a fan experience.
Goes, with the air quotations.
Yeah, and he goes, you know the band a long time, but the most important thing is you don't have to be funny. Tell stories. Why are you here? Get a DJ. Can play songs. It's your thing. Go do what you want. And I went, how much time we got to figure this out? And he's like, you know, we start in like 5 weeks. And so I was creating all these things. And he also said this, just know this, most likely you might not have more than 1,000 people out there when you're out there. And I went, oh my, I didn't even, I didn't even think of that.
Right.
True, yeah.
I didn't think of that. I'm thinking I'm walking out of there. Right, right. Hey guys, 10,000 people, what's up? And I can honestly say by show two, it was 10,000 people every single.
Did you have to adapt what your original plan was once you
After the first night.
Yeah, yeah.
First night, the way that what they were very adamant, and I can honestly say as friendship more things, Metallica's agenda was, yes, to entertain the fans, but they clearly said, we want our fans to get to know Jim Brewer.
Okay. Oh, man, that's awesome.
They were like, we love you. We want everyone else to start to know who you are.
How cool of them to do that.
Yeah, man. How well did you know the band prior to this?
I go on vacations with, like, me and the head. My kids.
That's pretty cool.
In the house, they'll say, I got a text from Mrs. Hetfield and Hetfields. And they grew up together. So they're like cousins. We're almost, James is like an older brother to me.
That's really cool.
That almost places an extra bit of,
so now I had the pressure of,
yeah,
he's sticking his, I better come through here.
Right, yeah.
You know, and I probably never said that anywhere else. The more I'm thinking about it, I put so much pressure myself because I didn't want to fail him or them on this project. So it was never about, hey, I'm opening it. It was, oh my God, this is Lars wants a fan experience.
Yeah.
And if I can pull this off without getting booed off the stage,
right,
it's a success. And I think the greatest thing for me, no matter if you saw it and hate it, whatever, it doesn't matter. The last 2 days before the show ended, one of the little interns, one of the workers came up to, like, Lars would like to see you in the food room. I went, oh, okay. And I go in, it's all black curtains, and he's eating like a king, and he goes, sit down, we haven't seen each other. He goes, do you think this would work in an arena, like a stadium in Europe? And I went, oh, wow. And I said, listen, man, I'd love to. The ego in me would go, hell yeah, but I, listen, no.
Yeah.
You think it's intrinsically a domestic thing?
It has to be a different, two things. A, I'm in an arena and I know they're American.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was able to leave the arena, like by show eight, I was going in the crowd.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I can go in the crowd and pick people out and have a field day. And this is all I can turn on the lights to section 201.
Right.
I fear none of you. And that was huge. I can't do that in Europe after Ghost has played for 45 minutes. Yeah, yeah. And they're from Belgium and they've been drunk since October of last year.
I hear you.
It's got to be a crowd thing.
In this business, we're lucky enough to be able to meet bands from time to time. And I did a meet and greet with Metallica once. And I've never seen a band, especially a band of that stature and that size, treat their fans as well as they did. I was so blown away because everybody that's in that meet and greet has a Metallica story that they want to share.
Yes.
And those guys sat there and listened to every fan's story, and they went around the room and they took the time to listen to what the fan wanted to say to them. I was so blown away at how cordial and respectful they were of their fans. It really impressed me.
I love the new album.
Yeah.
Love the new album. And one of the songs on there, Here Comes Revenge, that's my favorite. I love Here Comes Revenge. It's not played on the radio. I think it should be. That song came from a meet and greet.
No kidding.
And this guy from Belgium, the story's unbelievable. We're working on something now where we documented these fans that went to every show from around the world. They were at every show. I became friends with this group from Sweden and New Zealand and Australia and Canada and England. And it was, and they were at every show, these Norwegians. And this guy had this tragic thing happen in his life. It was so overwhelming. And he goes, I told James, and he said, wow. He told them the story of I don't want to bore you guys with the story, but long story short, James went, wow, my first response would have been, Here Comes Revenge. And he was off to the races to write that song. The coolest thing was the last show. It sounds corny, but I got goosebumps thinking about it. This guy hasn't seen the song live, and he flew in from Belgium, and I knew it was sort of on the list, and I went next to him all excited. I was looking at all the other people. I went, it's coming, it's coming. And they started playing the song, and he just, He came alive. Long story short, he lost his daughter to a drunk driver.
Oh.
And he goes to the shows to feel his daughter's spirit and blah, blah, blah. And he just sobbed hysterically. It was over. And you see all these people just holding him. Dude, it was nuts out. And then all that came from a meet and greet.
Wow. That's crazy.
And just like you said, they take the time with everybody who meets them. It's not. And I've been on meet and greets. It's, all right, don't look out. Don't talk to me. Go on the billboard. Sure, I get going. Yeah. I remember one time. Get going. I get it. Your wife died. I get it. Your kid has polio. I get it. You're dying in 3 months. You got brain cancer. Keep the line moving. Everyone's dying. Everyone's sick.
You're right, though.
I from what I understand, James is a very, very interesting human being. I heard he's a beekeeper in his off time.
Yes, I drank his honey last night.
What?
That came out wrong.
I drank James Hetfield's honey.
Came out real bad, boy.
That's a new one.
There's a gift for you. Yeah. For all you guys did for me.
That's a song title.
That's my
I drank his honey last night.
That's the next hit on the new album.
Yeah, you drink my honey. So hot and bittersweet. Can you feel the sting from behind? Yeah, swallow my honey. Swallow my honey.
That's great.
Yeah. Ooh. Dude, that could be a hit. That could be a hit.
I think it just became a hit.
Did you see him in his performance in the Ted Bundy movie?
Oh yeah,
no, he's right. I remember he told me about it before it happened.
Yeah,
and I just remember busting his chops for them showing up to the, the premiere.
Yeah,
and I'd even mentioned the movie. I just talked about how goofy they all looked with their dopey Hollywood clothes. Although he looked good.
He did,
always looks good.
Yeah.
But I was busting his kid's chops and his wife's chops. Like, oh, we are Kardashian. Look at us on the red carpet.
That's fun. You know, we also wanted to ask you, did you see, because we've been talking about it, did you see on Netflix The Dirt?
Yeah, the Motley Crue story movie? Thing?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I'd be curious.
But
I waited on it. I just watched it day before yesterday, and having grown up in that era, I loved it. I thought it was a lot of fun.
It's not right in your wheelhouse.
No, it wasn't my wheelhouse.
You were a Crew fan?
I was Crew in the beginning.
Yeah,
I was Crew all the way up until Theater of Pain.
Okay.
Use it or lose it.
Yeah.
Whatever that album was.
You might like it.
It's good because there's a lot of fourth wall breaking and it doesn't take itself way too seriously.
Well, that's good.
So
I heard stories from Tommy Lee. When I was in Sunday Light, Pamela Anderson came on. She was still with Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy was a fan, and we hung out once or twice, and he'd tell me stories. And you know when you want to hang out with an idol?
Yeah.
But as they're telling the stories, you're going, oh, my gosh, should I notify authorities? Or do I want to stand on the side of the stage at the next Crew concert?
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Can you share any of those stories?
Yeah, I can share one that just, it defines humanity. Male, females out there, just basically goes, oh, dude, yeah, we used to go mudding. I go, oh, yeah, I lived in Florida. He goes, no. We would all bring this chick in a hotel in this one place. We'd always ask for a place with a chandelier. And she'd we'd tire up the chandelier. Then we'd pop, bottles of champagne. And then it would create an enema.
Oh, my God.
Mudding.
My hand to God.
Wow.
I could never make up a story like
fact,
that.
In fact, in the movie, they've got stuff that sort of approaches it.
Well,
mudding.
And I look at, and every time my girls are like, Dad, I'm going to go see, the Chazavez and Chevelle this weekend. No, you're not. Don't go mudding. Wow.
My God.
I mean, yeah.
How do you get there as a huge, how does a say a female, how does a human go, yeah. Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Right. You want to meet the band?
Yeah.
We got to stick a bottle of champagne up your pooper, and we're going to tie you up, and then we're going to spin you around. You're going to poop all over the place. The guy's going to laugh hysterically. They're going to do a lot of drugs, and then if you make the round, then they bring in another chick. What? And we'll see if you make the best 10. Are you into this?
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
Like, God. Is that chick out there marching today? I don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Quite possibly.
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
Oh, my God.
But you could tell.
Oh,
people would not believe it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That is unbelievable.
I've never heard of money.
No, that's...
Apparently, neither did Tommy Lee.
Yeah, no, my hand to God, man. I did not make that story up.
Wow. No, I have every confidence.
That wouldn't be in my further... I've been high in my lifetime. I've never even came close to imagining that's what you could do to another human.
Wow. And that's the downtime.
That's the downtime.
Yeah. How bored were they to get to mudding? You know, like
that's another thing. We've done everything we could. We've skydived through them off planes where they can land it on our donkey. What else do we do? I don't know. Dude, come on, man. It's crapping all over the place.
Do you know what was very telling? We had a story.
Let's go mudding! I got an idea, guys.
Whoa, that's brilliant. Let's try it. That's insane.
There was a story.
Maybe we could get some of that Hetfield honey.
talking about there's a point of contention about the classic snorting ants deal and lapping up pee thing. And it's depicted
in the movie.
And there was a point of contention, and we were talking about with Kathy. You remember we were talking about
the
point of contention was that it wasn't ants. It was spiders.
Vivian Campbell said that he was there and he saw it and he said it was a spider and not ants.
Okay.
You know what? You ended such a phenomenal debate. We're going to hear from guest speaker over here representing the Democratic Party.
Right.
You claim it was spiders. The Republicans are liars with their ant prophecies. They were spiders.
Oh, my God.
Now we know what's really going on. Drain the swamp. Fake news. These damn Motley Crewers, they're part of the problem.
But then they talked about the pee, and they were like, no, oh, that was true.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
That definitely happened.
What was the pee?
Ozzy whips it out. They're at a pool. They're like at a Holiday Inn, and he just pees out on the around the pool, and he leans down and starts lapping it up, and they were trying to outgross each other.
Oh.
So Nikki then goes, okay, watch this. He whips it out, and he does the same thing, although before he can get down to lap it up, Ozzy jumps down there and starts swimming around in Nikki Six's puddle. And
I'll show you, you stupid Yankee.
Yep.
I'm from England. I'm from Berwick. We used to wear heavy shoes on us. These guys have been around 200 years. I've seen this many times. Who wants to go mudding?
What's that, Oz?
God, I love your story of hanging out with him. It's just priceless.
Which one? What?
The cling, 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 cling.
Oh, yeah. So many great stories. By the way, I need to mention Jim is doing, now they're saying it's a residency at the Hard Rock Hotel Casino.
Which means a lot of shows in the next 6 months.
Yeah, all right. So you're doing tonight and tomorrow, but there's more shows that are going to be announced soon.
Yes, but not for a while.
Not for a while, okay.
So it's not going to be like every month.
All right.
But there will be some announced for different dates.
All right.
But they're going to be different shows. I'm always different every 6 months. So like even my album. Wow, see how I plugged that. Even the
the music.
No. A comedy album just came out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was off the list. That was not planned.
Portland.
Yes. Yeah, so none Maine? Of it. I always do different shows. What?
Maine or Oregon?
No, Oregon.
Okay. Yeah,
Oregon.
Sorry.
So what about the music? And what about you're talking about the
I'm
Rock of Leeds?
That.
Yeah,
I mean,
are you?
Yeah.
It was fun though, right?
It was the greatest time ever. If I became huge and I start playing arenas, I would use that to open up for my stand-up show.
Okay.
And I would dress as a character. You won't know it's me.
Okay, all right.
I'd redo all the songs.
Yeah.
And I would have the theatrical show that I had planned for it. It was always a theatrical show. It was supposed to be Rock of Ages, but a metal version of a guy with a family and blah, blah, blah.
All right.
So, but... Yeah, no, it's exhausting.
I would imagine, yeah.
You know, when you show up and there's 12 people there and you're paying, this guy's like, can I get a hotel room with a tub?
I like taking baths.
What?
I only eat, you know, vegetarian, so that's why my food bill is always super expensive. Sorry, man.
Dude, this is not worth it. It's too much.
Yeah. Well, listen, you want to get the tickets now, okay?
This is exciting. I don't recall lapping up piss anytime.
You know, you talk...
Have you watched the new Travis show? It's excruciating with Jack.
Yeah, with Jack.
It's a great time. Jack and I.
I'm glad we have a translator here.
Yeah. The traveling show with Jack.
It's actually good.
Yeah.
I was sent to Italy.
They went to Italy one
day. Yes.
Oh, my God. Listen, I want to remind people to get the tickets. They're on sale now. Ticketmaster.com. And, of course, there's officialjimbrewer.com as well that you can get tickets through.
Dude, on our next tour, we'll have James's Honey part of the meet and greet. You don't want that.
Guaranteed, man,
to make you say, yeah, ooh.
Listen, dude, it's awesome to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming by here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to play a little bit of that Metallica song on the way out that you were mentioning. Here Comes the Revenge.
Dude, listen to this song.
Okay.
And let your listeners say if this is a keeper.
All right.
This definitely is a... Are we playing the whole thing or just this part?
No, just this part right now, but we will get
you
to
gotta
it.
You got to get the riff in.
Okay.
Give it at least a minute.
All right. A minute? All right, Casey, fast forward it a little bit. Here,
come
so
on!
So we can... Does our fast forward thing work on there?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Hang on here. All right, this into the riff. All right.
You blew it though.
We blew it?
No. You got. Listen, this is great.
But there's the hook of the guitars coming up.
It's such a. This should be a baseball song. Your team is down, and now you're going to come back and win. Tell me.
Little grave I'm grieving, I will mend you. Sweet revenge I'm dreaming, I will end you. I've been here since dawn of time, countless hatred.
Hold on, here it comes.
I was born in anger's way.
He's Abel, I'm Cain.
I was Cain. I am here, I'm hell unbound. Burn your kingdoms.
Jim is jumping around the studio. He is hands in the air.
And Harper drills one in the center field. One run comes in. Here comes another one, and the Phillies take the lead. Turn it up.
I love it, man.
Dude, it's a monster.
That's badass.
A monster.
All right.
Next time I'll tell you the story of how they play that live now. I don't think it's gone because of me.
All right. Very good. Jim Brewer.
Yay!
Hard Rock in Atlantic City this weekend. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Look, he's got a standing ovation in the studio. Yeah. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.